Can I now introduce the head of the Eritrean Relief Association, Mr. Fesahai Abrahams.
Well, I'm here actually to thank Tom for what he has done. You will have to explain because I have been struck by the flu in Sydney, and I'm sure there must be many people here who have actually got it. But nevertheless, I will just say a few words. In 1987, when Tom actually worked at our small office, requesting us to visit Eritrea, we didn't actually knew, who was actually coming to talk to us. So, we sort of thought it was an ordinary person. And then we only knew after he came back and how much people listened to him, that actually we realized that he was the person that could be our mouth, not only to Australia, but also internationally. And I think what we see today and the response to the book internationally, I mean, that is certainly a witness to that one. I think something which also has to be clear, and perhaps maybe which is not clear in the book, is that for those of you who have been to Eritrea, you understand how much Tom, in his first trip, and then also in the second trip, Tom and Judy, they put their lives in our plates. I think this is very, very, very important. I mean, anything would have happened to them. I mean, bombs could have fallen on them, napalm could have fallen on them. I mean, they faced the same fate, so that people internationally or in Australia would know about the plight of our people. I have almost finished reading the book, I think I don't have words to express, how much I really appreciated it. And now I know why people actually, I think, in a way, worship Tom, about his work and about his books. So, as I was reading the book, something was always coming in my mind. And I said, look, if you walk in the valleys of Eritrea, any Australian, if you tell a peasant, I'm an Australian, they know exactly where you are, they know that. And the reason they know that is because of the Australian wheat. And this wheat was donated by the Australian government, and through the aid and through the non-government organization's aid, our people know about Eritrea. And I think my only wish and the wish of our people is, through this book, we hope that the Eritrean people will actually go into the hearts of Australians. And what we hope is, I think our eventual aim is that peace will prevail in Eritrea. Because our main enemy, all these 28 years, was actual ignorance. People did not know what was happening. And now, of course, when people like Tom, when they go to Eritrea, and then when they find things happening, despite these tremendous odds, they come back and they can't help, devote all their time. So in the last, since Tom had come back from Eritrea, I think many of you would know that it's not just writing the book, but he was on our side, going to little places, campaigning on behalf of Eritrea. And I certainly hope this won't be the end, but it is a beginning. And we put a lot of hope on this book and its outcome. And of course, through Tom's work, many people have shown an interest on Eritrea. And actually, we were also privileged last year to actually host Senator Chris Short. He paid a visit as a private citizen, and I think that was primarily because he heard Tom, speaking in the Parliament House, giving this account. So I think I don't want to take much time, but what I would like to say is that Tom has put a challenge in front of all of us, and the challenge is for the international community to work with all its power to bring an end to this war. an end which is actually a creation which has been created by the international community. I mean, in 1950, we were hooked into an empire. And since then, you know, we are struggling to get out of that hook. And that was not our desire. So I hope through this book, our people will be allowed to say, to vote, you know, like what people have done in Australia, you know, to decide our own future. And I think also there is another challenge for us. I think Tom has really painted a very high picture on us. And I certainly hope that when we are, when Eritrea is independent, that we actually live to your expectations and to the expectations of all Australians that have been raised through this book. So, and I think at last I would, you know, like again say thank you very much, and also thank you very much, Mr. Bobok, for letting the book. Thank you.